Every year, tens of thousands of CDs are released, and with all those artists clamoring for an audience, it's not surprising that some musical gems get overlooked. As the year comes to a close, we asked a few people who monitor the pop music business to comb through their files to share a few of this year's releases that, in their view, didn't get the attention they deserved. We'll hear from Chris DeRitis and Alexander Petsavis. Both are music supervisors in Hollywood, and they're always on the hunt for new artists to feature in film or television soundtracks. But first, we check in with a tastemaker who works in the Windy City.
My name is Greg Kott. I'm the pop music critic at the Chicago Tribune. I'm looking at these records as overlooked in that they weren't really widely written about this year. These records I'm going to talk about, I just felt got lost in the shuffle a little bit this year.
So you brought in a list of releases that you feel deserve more attention. What's at the top of that list?
The top record that I felt didn't get the attention it deserved and was way up on my favorite albums of the year was this release by a band called Out Hud. Let Us Never Speak of It Again. It's their second album. And they have a sort of a hipster cachet with some underground dance slash rock songs. In other words, they bring the dance element into rock music. It's an interesting take on dance music in that not only does it work really well on the dance floor, it gets people out there dancing, but it's something that you can listen to on headphones and appreciate as well.
Since you hail from Chicago, it's not surprising that your list includes a blues artist, but not the kind of gut bucket blues artist that you might traditionally think about. Tell us about this one.
Yeah, when you talk about Otis Taylor and you think, oh, Chicago-born guy who sings the blues in his late 50s, you're automatically thinking, well, he must be some Muddy Waters acolyte. He probably hung out with Buddy Guy. Not at all. Otis Taylor is his own brand of blues. The latest is called Below the Fold. Terrific record. He calls his sound trance blues. It's a sort of a droning, string-based sound. A lot of cellos, violins, banjo, some horns for atmosphere. Almost a psychedelic approach to the blues. What really sets him apart is the subject matter of his song. The one that we're going to play, Mama's Got a Friend, in which he talks about the day that he found out that his mom was a lesbian, which was kind of startling for a teenage kid. That's the blues, you know. You find out your mom's a lesbian, that's one of those moments where it's, you know, your life changes that day.
Mama's got her best friend. We tell people she's a sister. Mama's got her best friend. Tell people she's our sister. Daddy went to California. That's where she moved to Mama's room.
I'm Chris DeRitis. I am a radio host at KCRW in Santa Monica and a film music supervisor.
Chris, one of the releases at the top of your list this year is Imogen Heap, and the name of her CD is Speak for Yourself.
Where are we? What the hell is going?
As we listen, we're not actually hearing instruments there. That's just her voice being distorted and modulated.
From the very beginning, this song was always an a cappella. When it was a demo, all the way to its completion, it's never had instruments attached to it. Her vocal style is so distinctive, so different, so unique.
Chris, when I listen to her, she sounds so fragile. Her voice almost sounds like glass or maybe even crystal, like if you press too hard it might break. But I understand that on stage she's actually quite a large presence.
Yeah, she's probably 5'11", 6', something like that. And she's got this striking red hair. And she's a beanpole. She's very thin. But then when you add the passion that she has for this music and the way that she sings, It's completely captivating.
They were here first. What you say? That you only meant well, well, 'cause you did. What you say? That it's all for the best, 'cause it is. What you say?
I am Alexandra Patsavas. I'm a music supervisor in Los Angeles, and I currently work on the OC Grey's Anatomy and Without a Trace. While I listen to music for my work, I come across a lot of bands that have been overlooked by the music press that should be paid more attention to.
Alexandra, let's move down your list to a group called Gold Spot. And this is a group where the lead singer in this group grew up in a household where he didn't listen to rock and roll, really didn't listen to any kind of American music at all. His family were big fans of Bollywood, and they listened to show tunes.
Well, Siddhartha is the name of the lead singer. Lore has it that when he was 14, he heard an R.E.M. song, and that was his first exposure to American music, which is really sort of evident in his songwriting. I found it so likable because it just had a great pop vocal coupled with this very warm acoustic instrumentation, so it felt very California to me, actually.
The group is called Gold Spot. The CD is Tally for the Yes Men, and let's hit the play button to listen to Rewind.
I'm asking you to stay.
You had mentioned that this had a real California sound for you.
Mm-hmm.
You provide music for The OC, a series that's set there in California. Do you use a lot of this?
We are actually going to be using this track next year.
Oh, stay tuned. Yep. That's Alexandra Patsavas, music supervisor in Los Angeles. She places music in television shows, including The OC, Grey's Anatomy, and Without a Trace. We also heard from Chris Doritis, a music supervisor who does work on feature films, and from Greg Kott, the pop music critic for the Chicago Tribune. Again, here's their list of overlooked artists. From the group Out Hud, the CD Let Us Never Speak of It Again, Otis Taylor's release Below the Fold, and specifically the song Mama's Got a Friend, Imogen Heap's CD Speak for Yourself, and from Goldspot, the CD Tally for the Yes Men.
NPR listeners have picked the 10 best CDs of the year. You can see how they voted at our website, npr.org.
Would you rewind it all the time? Rewind it all the time.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.